Chapter 12. And when Jonathan saw that the times were favorable to him, he selected men and sent them to Ramah to confirm and renew his friendship with them. He also sent letters to Sparta and to other places for the same purpose. So the men reached Ramah and entered the council chamber and said,
"The chief priest Jonathan and the Judean nation have sent us to renew the former friendship and alliance between you and them."
And the Romans gave them letters addressed to the authorities in the various places, requesting them to provide the elders with safe conduct to the land of Judah. And this is a copy of the letter which Jonathan wrote to the Spartans.
"Jonathan, the high priest, the senate of the nation, the priests, and the rest of the Judean people, to their brothers, the Spartans, greetings. Long ago, a letter was sent to the high priest Honiah from Arios, who then reigned over you, stating that you are our brothers, as the attached copy shows. Honiah welcomed the envoy with honor and received the letter, which clearly referred to alliance and friendship. Though we have no need of these things, since we have for our encouragement the sacred books that are in our possession, we have ventured to send word to you for the renewal of brotherhood and friendship, so as not to become strangers to you altogether. A long time has passed since your mission to us. We, on our part, have never ceased to remember you in the sacrifices and prayers that we offer on our festivals and other appropriate days, as it is right and proper to remember brothers. We likewise rejoice in your renown. But many hardships and wars have beset us, and the kings around us have attacked us. We do not wish to be troublesome to you and to the rest of our allies and friends in these wars. With the help of heaven for our support, we have been saved from our enemies and they have been humbled. So we have chosen Numenius, son of Antiochus, and Antipater, son of Jason, and we have sent them to the Romans to renew our former friendship and alliance with them. We have also ordered them to come to you and greet you, and to deliver to you our letter about the renewal of our brotherhood. Therefore, kindly send to us an answer on this matter. This is a copy of the letter that was sent to Honiah. Arios, king of the Spartans, to Honiah the high priest, greetings. A document has been found stating that the Spartans and the Judeans are brothers, both nations descended from Abraham. Now that we have learned this, kindly write to us about your welfare. We, on our part, are informing you that your cattle and your possessions are ours, and ours are yours. Therefore, we have ordered that you should be given a full report on these matters."
And Jonathan heard that Demetrius's chiefs had returned to wage war against him with a stronger force than before. So he set out from Jerusalem and went into the country of Hamath to meet them, for he gave them no time to enter his own country. And he sent spies into their camp, and they returned, bringing a message to him that the enemy had made ready to attack the Judeans that very night. Now when the sun had set, Jonathan commanded his men to be alert and to retain their weapons, ready for a war, throughout the entire night. He also set advance guards all around the camp. And when the enemy heard that Jonathan and his companions were ready for a war, they became fearful, and their hearts were filled with dread. So they lit pyres in their camp and withdrew. But because Jonathan and his companions were watching the lights burning, they did not know what had happened until morning. Then Jonathan closely pursued them, but he was not able to overtake them, for they had crossed the Eleutheros River. So Jonathan turned aside against the Arabians, who are called Nabataeans, and he struck them and seized their spoils. Then he broke camp and went to Damascus and traversed that whole country. And Simon set out and traversed as far as Ashkelon and its neighboring strongholds. Then he turned to Yafo and occupied it in advance, for he heard that its men were intending to hand over this stronghold to the supporters of Demetrius. So he left a garrison there to guard it. And when Jonathan returned, he assembled the elders of the people, and with them he took counsel for building strongholds in Judah, and for making the walls of Jerusalem still higher, and for raising up a high barrier between the citadel and the city, which would isolate it from the city, in order to prevent its garrison from commerce with the city. So the people gathered together to build up the city. And a part of the east wall above the wadi had collapsed, and he repaired the section called Kaphanatha. And Simon built up Haditha in the Shephelah, and fortified them, and installed gates and bars. Then Tryphon was determined to become king of Asia, and to place the diadem around his head, and to stretch out his hand against King Antiochus. But he was afraid that Jonathan would not permit him to do so, and that he would wage war against him. So, looking for a way to seize and do away with him, he set out and reached Bethshan. So Jonathan marched out against him with 40,000 picked fighting men, and he came to Bethshan. And when Tryphon saw that Jonathan had arrived with a large force, he was wary of stretching out his hand against him. So he received him gloriously and introduced him to all his friends and gave him gifts. He also commanded his friends and forces to obey him as they would himself. Then he said to Jonathan,
"Why have you wearied all of your people when we are not in a war? And now, dismiss them to their houses, and select a few men to stay with you. Then come with me to Ptolemais, and I will hand it over to you, together with the other strongholds, and the remaining forces, and all the officers. Then I will leave and depart, for that is why I am here."
And Jonathan trusted him and did as he said. So he dismissed his forces, and they departed to the land of Judah. But he kept with him 3,000 men, of whom he sent 2,000 to Galilee. while 1,000 accompanied him. But as soon as Jonathan had entered Ptolemais, the men of Ptolemais closed the gates and seized him. And everyone who had entered with him, they killed with the sword. Then Tryphon sent forces and cavalry to Galilee and the Great Plain to destroy all of Jonathan's men. And when these recognized that Jonathan had been seized and had been destroyed along with his companions, they encouraged one another and went out in compact body, ready for a war. And when their pursuers saw that they were ready to fight for their souls, they turned back. And this was how all these men of Jonathan came safely into the land of Judah. And they mourned over Jonathan and his companions, and were in great fear. And all Israel fell into deep mourning. And all the encircling nations sought to destroy them, for they said,
"They have no chief or anyone to help them. Now, therefore, let us make war on them and wipe out their memory from among men."